Welcome back, everyone, to the Cannabis Policy Summit here at the City University of New York. And at the desk with us, we've got Daniel Sparks from BioTrack THC. How you doing, Daniel?
Doing great, Russ. How are you?
I'm fantastic. We run into the BioTrack booth just about everywhere we go. But for the people who are new listeners, tell folks what BioTrack is.
Absolutely. So we are a seed-to-sale tracking company. We provide inventory tracking for business owners in the private sector, so dispensaries, cultivation centers, extraction, quality assurance labs. And we also have a traceability version of our software that's currently used in 5 states. So Washington, New Mexico, Illinois, New York, soon to be in Hawaii. And some local governments are currently using our software to track their respective marijuana programs.
It's fantastic. And as the marijuana industry has been developing, there's been a lot of changes that have happened, a lot of new regulations. And for example, my home state of Oregon has come up with a bunch of new regulations this last session. How difficult is that to deal with and to have to adjust to on a session-by-session basis in your software?
It's definitely exciting. It's something that we pride ourselves in. So the changes in the law allow us to improve, allow us to create customized platforms for the given jurisdictions that are implementing medical programs, recreational or adult use programs, and every iteration in between.
That's wonderful. So BioTrack THC involved in, like you said, 5 states now, right?
Yes.
And we've got now, with the signature in Pennsylvania, 24 medical marijuana states, 4 legal states, another 5 that may become legal. Looks like a growth market for you guys. Any preview on where you'll be next?
Everywhere and anywhere.
Yeah.
So obviously, like you said, there's a lot of movement that we're anticipating in November, presidential year, a lot of adult use, medical, all different types of iterations that are going to be on the ballot in various states, and various countries are paying attention to what we're doing. We're sitting in the state that just went medical, and UNGAS is literally this week. So the international community is definitely paying attention, and BioTrack definitely looks forward to contributing to that process in a positive way.
As an employer and a member of the cannabis industry, what does BioTrack do with respect to giving back to the community, giving back to legalization and reform, for example?
I'm glad you asked that. So our headquarters are located in Florida, and United for Care is the lobby in Florida that's pushing for an expanded medical. Amendment 2 is on the ballot in Florida. And as far as our community involvement, we are flagship members of Women Grow. We are definitely an equal opportunity employer, very much a diverse makeup within our company. And we contribute in every way that we can.
Is there a drug testing requirement to work for BioTrack THC?
No, there's not.
Fantastic. That's my favorite answer. Daniel Sparks from BioTrack THC. What's the location on the web if people need to find you guys?
Sure. So our website is BioTrackTHC.com.
All right. Check it out. Daniel Sparks, thanks for joining us. Have yourself a great conference.
Thank you very much.